The healthcare exchange in Vermont is facing a new round of criticism. A new federal audit assessing the first 6 months of operations of Vermont Health Connect found it failed to meet a series of federal requirements designed to ensure that people who sought insurance through the system were qualified to receive it. Administrators of the beleaguered system say significant progress has been made in the intervening 2 years, and critics are curious why the federal audit doesn't provide more current information. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services audit issued Wednesday assessed Vermont Health Connect between October 1, 2013 and March 31, 2014. It found 9 problem areas that have been previously documented. Examples include the exchange's past inability to process changes and failure to properly verify Social Security numbers or family income. Vermont Department of Health Access spokesman Sean Sheehan concurs with much of the audit, but notes that most of the findings are old news.
There's been progress, and I think the difference between the time that this report covers and today is like night and day. We're in the business now of providing health insurance, managing the health insurance of about 200,000 Vermonters, and we recognize that there's always going to be some problems, always going to be some issues, always going to be some room for improvement. And looking at this audit, it's a good chance to see how far we've come, the night and day difference of where we were and where we are now, while still not resting until we have it where it needs to be to provide the best services possible for those 200,000 Vermonters.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom President Darcy Johnston is a frequent critic of the state exchange. She found no surprises in the audit.
Our concerns, back when Vermont Health Connect opened, we did multiple press releases calling on the administration to be transparent, calling for an independent assessment, something that looks like now it's going to happen, because we knew these things were happening. So it confirms what we were saying, but it doesn't address, and it doesn't appear to have any teeth to address, the lack of transparency and compliance by the administration. And we don't know. We really don't know what, if any, other guidelines the Vermont Health Connect is not in compliance with today.
Sheehan notes that the state contracts with a firm that does regular independent reviews and provides monthly reports on exchange operations. He doubts the federal audit will be very useful.
This audit being so old and really covering a lot of the same information that past audits have covered probably isn't as useful as some of the other studies or audits that have been done. I think it's important also to note that they also did the federal exchange and most of the other states as well, and they found all the states and the federal government met very similar challenges.
Johnston, meanwhile, wonders how the federal audit can be relevant 2 years beyond the review dates.
This audit should have come a long time ago. It's nice to have it now. But really, if Health and Human Services was really that interested in protecting the welfare of Americans in this new risky venture, why is this coming 2 years plus after the fact? I mean, really, that's pretty bad.
Auditors from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General's office were unavailable for comment on Thursday. Vermont's audit was one of 7 done of the 15 states that operate their own healthcare exchanges. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.